My goodness, that's live music here in the studio. That's Michelle Canning, and she brought her banjo. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's an odd banjo. It has a sort of a mother of pearl, perlite, or whatever you want to call that neck on it there. I haven't seen one like that in a long time. Looks like one of those 1930s sort of jazz banjos or something.
This is a Kel Croydon banjo, and it's made to actually look like the banjos in the 30s, but more modern. This one was, I believe, 2010 I got this, and it was built for me. But the American Made Banjo Company sells these, and you can get them style 11 or style 10, or you can get them with a regular wooden fretboard as well.
It's a very interesting look. Usually the tenor banjos, the old ones from the 20s or
30s. That's right.
Yeah, they look like that.
Yep.
Very cool. But kicking things off with a little Scruggs for you there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's one of the best.
So you are on break from school, and you're about to go back.
Yes, sir. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, you're originally from our area.
That's right. I'm originally from North Andover, Massachusetts, but been spending the last 3.5 years in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Excellent. That's a good place to go if you're playing the banjo, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So you're part of a music program out there?
That's right. At Moorhead State University, they have the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. It is the only school in the U.S. that is accredited by the National Association of Schools of Music to have a degree in traditional music. So when you leave the Traditional Music Center, you have a Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music, which is fantastic. It's accredited, like I said. And so traditional music for us includes bluegrass, of course, and then old time and country and Celtic, anything that was brought from the U.S., brought to the U.S., during the times of colonization and whatnot.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you're in your senior year, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that what I heard? Yeah. So after school, do you have your eyes set on touring?
Yes, I do. I'm actually hoping to do two things at the same time. I've got a band called the Michelle Canning Band, and I hope to continue touring with them. And at the same time, I'm going to go for a master's degree, an MBA. It's an all-online program, which will allow me to get the degree and also be traveling.
Excellent. I'm fighting off a cat over here who wants to play with the computer and the mixing board. Live radio, folks. Yeah, you go play. Maybe we should play another one. You got another one for
All
us?
All right, yeah, let's Good see. How song. About, this is a slower song, one that's on the album. It's called Take Good Care of Him. I suppose I ought to say congratulations.
Take good care of him. Take good care of him.
Michelle Canning once again. Yes, very nice.
Thank you.
And we're watching the cat run around the room here. Playing
she
that.
Seems to be enjoying it.
I think she likes the banjo.
We'll make her a banjo picking kitty.
She's got the claws for it. Yeah, so that program you're talking about at your school, is that sort of tied in with anthropology or any of that sort of the folklore aspect of the music? Or?
Not quite. We do have three traditional music history courses that we're required to take. And the first one is from kind of the beginnings of traditional music with the Bristol Sessions and whatnot, going up until maybe about the 40s or 50s. And then traditional music history, too, is all the music from about where we left off, the 40s and 50s, till about the 90s. And then traditional music history 3 is from the 90s till current time. And so we learn the past and the present.
Oh, excellent. So your band that Rough Edges is...
Yeah, we were called Rough Edges for a while. We recently took Rough Edges off the name. Just because, you know, we go on stage and I wear a dress and the guys wear suits and the girls wear, you know, nice dresses. And so we thought maybe Rough Edges didn't really work with that anymore. When we first started, we all wore jeans, so...
Okay, yeah. And of course, you play that song, too.
That's right, we do play Rough Edges. It's on our new album.
That's funny, yeah. So is the band sort of together right now, or are they kind of a hiatus kind of a thing while you're in school?
No, we're actually still together. For quite a while, we were together in Massachusetts and, of course, touring in the New England area. And then just recently this year, I made the decision to make the leap and live full-time in Kentucky. And so I've actually moved the band to be based out there. So I have some fantastic pickers, one graduate of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and the others are students of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. So we're all, you know, working and getting our degree in what we want to do. And so it's really great getting to work with them, because what we all want to do is travel and play, and that's what we get to do every day.
Right. So how does a girl from North Andover, of your age,
yep,
decide that she wants to play the banjo?
Well, I was 8 years old, and I was at my grandfather's house. He was babysitting me, and I was drawing little guitars on construction paper, and I said, "Pepe, let's make a band." And he said, "Well, I'll play the guitar and you play the banjo." And I looked at him and I had no clue what a banjo was. So he went into the closet and he pulled one out and showed it to me, and I fell in love with it. And next thing you know, he was bringing me to these bluegrass festivals and concerts and whatnot, and I started learning to play. And the more I play it, the more I love it.
That's funny, because you're about the same age as my son, and when he was little, I tried getting him into bluegrass.
Yep.
Now he hates it. So, yeah. Well, it's good that you you decided you liked it and stayed with it.
If it makes you feel any better, there were three kids, and I was the only one who got there, so.
Did any of the other ones play instruments? Or
yeah, my oldest brother played bass for a while, and since he's gotten older, has kind of put that to the side. And then my middle brother, he's older than me, but middle of the three of us, he plays guitar and piano, and he sings, and he's a really great country musician and blues musician, and he does dabble in bluegrass some. And a long time ago, I was probably about 12, we had a little family band going. It was my brothers and I and my mom and my grandfather and my dad, and we call my grandfather Pepe, but we call him Pep for short, so the name of the band was Pep's Pickers.
So you, in your family, you have quite a few players.
We do. My dad and I and my grandfather are really the only hardcore bluegrass players, but we all play some.
Awesome. So, you want to play another one?
Absolutely. This is a song, this is a good old Jimmy Martin song, Hold
Ooh,
What You Got.
All right.
Why I can't wait to get back home. So squeeze yourself real. coming home to stay. Oh, what you got? I'm coming home, baby. Oh, what you got? You know me, maybe been thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you know what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
Michelle Canning, once again here on the show. I was listening to Jimmy Martin earlier.
Were you? He's a good one to listen to.
I was. I was playing the Bear Family set as I was running around the house. Yeah. Huge Jimmy Martin fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as far as banjo players, who are your influences?
Oh, man. Well, I think first and foremost, when I first started playing, and I was listening to a band called Southern Rail, and they're a regional band in the Massachusetts and New England area, and in the East Coast. And at the time, their banjo player was Rick Briggs, and I used to like sit in the front and just stare at him. And then after a short while, he left the band, and my banjo teacher, who had previously played in Southern Rail, came back and joined them. And it's Rich Stillman. He's an absolutely amazing banjo player. And still plays with Southern Rail, and he's definitely one of my heroes. And then, of course, Earl Scruggs and all the classics, Sonny Osborne and J.D. Crowe. And I'm also a big fan of Kristen Scott Benson, a little more modern. And I'm currently taking lessons from Raymond McLean, who is absolutely fantastic and has so much fun to take lessons from. He teaches me such cool licks and songs and everything else. It's really great.
Excellent. Yeah, he fits into legend status.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be able to learn from Raymond.
Great. Yeah. So you're not as much into the more modern styles, all the jazz and all that kind of stuff?
Not particularly. I think it's absolutely outstanding music and worth learning to play every bit you can. But it's not necessarily my taste in music, so I do dabble in it some when I can, but I focus more on bluegrass style.
And traditional stuff, which is amazing. what are you, 21, 22?
I'm 21.
21, yeah. Excellent. We got Michelle Canning here in the studio, and she's got her banjo with her. And she has a CD out, too, that she wants to tell you about and how to get it.
Absolutely. The CD is called The Flower and the Serpent, and the title track is a song that I wrote. And it came out on April the 1st, which is not an April's Fool's joke, although it kind of was because it was supposed to come out in January. But but you can get that online at www.michellecanning.net, and just click on the tab that says Store, and you can buy it right there. You can also buy it on CD Baby and iTunes, or if you come to any of our shows, you can see our tour on michellecanning.net as well, and you can see our tour and come to one of our shows. We'd love to meet you, and you can always purchase a CD there.
That's the best way to do it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Gets more of the profits if you buy it directly from her. So, there you go. Absolutely. So you have a line of merchandise, too, coming out at any point?
Yeah, we have some hats for sale right now, and a couple of leftover T-shirts from when we were rough edges, so you can still get those. And my guitar player has a CD. Thomas Albert and Sarah Wood have a new CD out, and so you can purchase that at our shows as well. And we also have a lot of merchandise to support the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. We do a benefit show every year in March. It's going to be March the 19th this year in Chelmsford, and all the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. And at all of our shows, we have water bottles, some stress balls, some rubber bracelets, and some t-shirts. And all of those, all proceeds go directly to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
So how did you get involved with that cause?
Well, my grandfather, not the one I told you about, but the other one, he had Alzheimer's disease when I was in the fifth grade, and he passed away from it. And, you know, it was so hard to go to my grandpa's house and walk in, and he didn't even know who I was. And that touched me a lot, and I thought I wanted to do something to help other people who are going through that. And so I guess it was my freshman or sophomore year of high school, I started doing this, and we're in our fifth year now. It'll be our fifth year on March the 19th. And since I've been doing it and talking about it on stage and whatnot, I've gotten so many comments from people, and I never realized how many people that cause touches and how many people have gone through having loved ones with Alzheimer's. And it means a lot to other people, and it means a lot to me. And so I want to keep fighting to find a cure.
Yeah, I think it touches everybody. Yeah, got a little bit of that in my family going on right now.
Absolutely.
Too. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. So it's on March the 19th. It's going to be at the Chelmsford Elks Hall in Chelmsford, Mass. And everyone's welcome to come. You can buy tickets. Tickets aren't available online yet, but you can do mail-in tickets, and all the information is on my website, michellecanning.net. And pretty soon we're going to have tickets available online as well.
Excellent. Well, maybe we should play a track from that CD.
Absolutely. I would love to.
What would you like us to spin?
Well, there's a song on there called "The Blues Ain't Working on Me." It's a song that I had the pleasure of singing with Miss Rhonda Vincent on, and it's one of my favorite tracks on the album.
All right, we're going to do it for you right now. Here we go.
There's a new expression on my face I ain't seen in quite a while. Must be a smile. There's a new direction in my life I can't wait to see where it takes me. I'm no longer lost in the past. Even my troubles just roll off my back. No, the blues ain't working on me. Those old memories can't put the hurt in my heart. And love is letting me know I'm finally free. Start to shine, some dark cloud would come around, start raining down. Then I found the shelter of your arms. I don't feel the rain no more. So let it pour. Maybe times when we lose our way, but I know tomorrow I'm still gonna say, no, the blues ain't working on me. Those old hurt in my heart, and love is letting me know I'm finally free. And 'cause of you, I'll always be. No, the blues ain't working on me.
Michelle Canning from the CD, and great stuff.
Thank you.
So how did you end up hooking up with Rhonda?
Well, I've known Rhonda for quite a few years now. When I was in the eighth grade, my eighth grade graduation gift from my parents was to get to go to her festival in Missouri, the Sally Mountain Festival, and that was a lot of fun. And I've been going every year since, and so I got to know her over there. And when I was doing this project, I was looking for songs, and I found "The Blues Ain't Working on Me" on an old country record she had done, and I really liked it, and I kept thinking about this kind of duet arrangement of two girls singing about this new guy that they like and whatnot, and so I put a bluegrass arrangement to it, and I called Rhonda and asked her if she'd be willing to sing on it with me, and she was more than happy to do it, which is wonderful, and she's an absolutely wonderful person, and I love being able to sing with her.
We got Michelle Canning here live in the studio with us, and she's still got that banjo, so maybe we can get her to play another one with that thing.
Absolutely. Let's see. But we were talking about Alzheimer's disease, and this is a song that Russ Marsden, he ran the Pemmy Valley Bluegrass Festival
for
many years.
Yes.
Yeah, and Russ had Alzheimer's disease and was a really good friend of mine, and not long before he started getting the symptoms of Alzheimer's, he had asked me to learn this song, and he said, you know, I've asked a lot of people, nobody ever learns it for me, would you learn it? And so I told him I would, and I worked on the song, and by the time I was ready to play it for him, he couldn't remember much anymore, and I would play that song, and when he couldn't even open his eyes to look at me, he could sing this song with me. So it's one called I Saw the Master This Morning.
All right. Michelle Canning, once again. I think we woke up the cats with that one. I heard a little yelp toward the end there.
She was singing along.
Yeah, something's going on back there. She doesn't sing as nicely as you do, though, so there you go. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you want to do next? Do you want to play another CD track?
Sure, we can do that. There's a track called Breaking Up is Hard to Do. And I actually heard that song, don't laugh, I heard it on Richard Swimmin's Sweatin' to the Oldies.
And she admits it, folks.
And I was, you know, trying to get in shape and everything, and I found that little tape under where my mom keeps all her old stuff, and so I put it in and tried it out, and the song was on it, and I kept hearing this banjo roll, and next thing you know, I was singing it everywhere, like in the shower, and I was constantly singing this song, so I was like, I gotta do something with it. So
that's hilarious.
We decided to do a bluegrass doo-wop version of this song. So this is Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
That's right. All right. We'll be right back. Here it is. Breaking up is hard to do. There you go. Well, we should probably dig in, take a quick break here to get the station identification in for everybody out there. So we're going to do that real quick, and we'll be right back with Michelle Canning right after this.